And that was Cyclone Temple with Hate Makes Hate. And you're listening to Anthrax on FCD number 4. Here's three questions from the listeners of Tampa 98 Rocks the Pit with Brian Medlin, who had a contest with his listeners to get some really cool questions. Number 1, Victor Burnett, a Pit listener, of course. How has the replacement of Joey affected the band's attitude, Frankie? Oh. Has it affected your... I don't think it's affected your attitude at all.
Because I hate everything. But no, it has really affected my attitude because I have confidence. I mean, not that Joey wasn't a great singer, but I mean, I have confidence in John's ability to feel what he sings on record and live. So, I mean, I have a lot of confidence in that and how he appeals to a crowd. And John, I'm going to cry in a little while, but this is the truth of how I feel. But John's just a great frontman. I think we're just going to come across a lot heavier with John. Richard, another Pit listener. With an addition of a new band member, how will the sound change, if at all?
I think basically the music and the process of writing the music has been the same from day one of Anthrax, and that won't change. The only thing that will change is maybe we've all gotten a little older and a little wiser in the recording process and the writing process. So obviously what we're listening to this past year and a half is going to reflect on our new songs. The biggest change of all obviously will be John, where his voice, to me, fits in the songs instead of on top of the songs, which Ditto. Makes the songs full and complete.
How about this other question from Connor, another Pit listener. On this record, would the music be more accessible and commercial like the Metallica Guns N' Roses?
No.
It would just be Anthrax, period. And this is Monster Magnet with Twin Earth.